Stephon Gilmore.
I says Gabe for Arthur, please.
I'm sorry?
I was looking to speak with Arthur.
Okay, you're speaking with him.
Arthur, this is Gabe with Bank of Cardiff here. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I just wanted to get in touch with you here in regards to your application. Is now a good time? Do you have a few minutes to speak there?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, great. Yeah, I just wanted to go over a few things here. So it looks like you guys are looking to bring on some computer hardware and software. Is that right?
That's correct.
About $50,000 worth?
Yeah, maybe a little less than that, but I didn't want to be short. Right now, we got about we're figuring out about. We also want to get a touch screen, computers, some software, and in our conference room, we want to upgrade to an 84-inch touch screen.
Okay. How many total computers are you looking at bringing on there?
You know, you're talking to the wrong guy. That's my IT guy, and yeah. I'm not 100% sure, but I can put you in touch with him, or I can have him call you, and get you up to speed on all that.
I mean, we can get into specifics, I'm sure. I mean, let me just ask you a few more questions. We should be able to. I mean, you gave me the gist of it, so we should be able to run with that for now. These are new pieces.
There's a couple other components that I'd like to see if I can also get in. There's a 3D printer that we'd also like to purchase as far as equipment for our offices.
And is
not
that
a very expensive one? I think it's.
How much is that going to cost you? What's the price tag on that?
It's like $3,500, something like that.
Okay, gotcha.
That would be within that. That's going to be within that $50,000. But we may go to a if it fits within the $50,000, we may go to a better one. Again, the same guy who's pretty good with this stuff said the one that we selected at $3,500 may not cut it for us. Maybe too small. So we may have to go to something larger. If we go to something larger, the price goes right up to about $10,000. But I want to make sure we're kind of in that $50,000. I'm not looking for really much more than that. I think we have about $35,000 of software and hardware, and then we have a $10,000 Hyundai 84-inch touchscreen for a conference room, and then this 3D printer. I think that's pretty much it.
Okay, gotcha. Get this. Got the breakdown now, and 3D printer. Okay, and you guys do branding, is that right, for businesses or?
Yeah, here's where this is going to become a little odd. Maybe we have two companies. One is Gilmore Group, and one is GG Media. We do branding, we do design, we design banks, we design retail, we design interiors of jets, we design, also we do motion graphic design, that's the GG Media Group. They're separate companies, and just for clarity's sake, the Gilmore Group is owned by 82% me, and then Greg Tribby with 12%, and then Louis Lombardi, the guy who's the IT guy, at 6% of Gilmore Group, and I still have 100% of GG Media. Gilmore Group is larger, has more revenue, but the GG Media is more profitable.
It
has higher profitability. When you put the two of them together, that's where you get, we get about, four something million dollars a year for the two companies, and about, anywhere from, lousy year, $100,000 to, on a good year, to like $2 million profit. So
okay,
it kind of moves, up and down.
So as far as your application goes, the $3 million in gross annual sales, is that strictly, it sounds like that's strictly for the Gilmore Group company. Is that accurate to say?
Yeah, that's accurate.
Okay, great. It might just make sense to just, keep it simple and just use that one business, you know, because I think you guys have enough revenue to, you know, justify this purchase. So, and I'm assuming you guys are just purchasing, purchasing this and getting rid of some outdated equipment, or are you guys doing some expansion and bringing on all these new pieces of equipment there, computers and?
It's more the first, where we're upgrading some of our older equipment, and just getting you know, upgrades to the software, and we're moving a little bit away from 3D Studio Max, one piece of visualization software, to Rhino, and what the kids are coming out with in college are more expertise in one type of software than the other, so we're upgrading more of our computers with that, and with the upgrades to AutoCAD and whatever seats that we need to keep our business running smoothly.
Okay, very nice. Alrighty. So what's the time frame on this? How soon are you looking to bring this capital, or excuse me, this equipment on?
We would like to do it soon. You know, to be honest with you, Gabe, is it Gabe?
Yeah, you got it. Yep.
Your name?
Yes, okay. That's correct.
We were talking with a company, a competitor of yours, and then we did a little deeper dive in due diligence, and we didn't like what we saw. We've already been approved for this, and we just looked at these guys, and they have too many issues that we saw online, and we just don't want to go with them.
Okay.
So we've already been approved, so we're pretty far down the line with all this stuff. I think we can put together the financials for you, you know, in a heartbeat and get it all out and see about approval. So we'd be moving pretty fast. We have PBS, the television network. They have a group that's doing a documentary, and they've selected Gilmore Group as one of the best in the nation, and they're doing a documentary, in fact, on us. So I want to have all this stuff in the office before they come and do the shoot, which is probably going to be in June. So I'm trying to move as quickly as possible.
Well, that sounds great. I mean, I'm sure that definitely will help out the sales too, having that publicity there. It's sounds good.
Yeah.
So is the other offer from a company called CTI? It looks like I had in my notes here. Is that right, or is it?
CIT is a company that we are. The copy machines. We have worked with them in the past. We are talking to them. No, it's Balboa. Balboa Capital out in California. You probably know them, but they don't have a good rep, and they've been all over us, pushing really, really hard. And I went ahead and I filled out some very simple paperwork, and they approved us very quickly, and then we started doing some due diligence, and we just didn't like what we saw.
Yeah, you know, I'm actually very. They're actually in the same city as us here. Their main headquarters. So I'm actually very familiar with Balboa Capital.
Yeah.
What did they offer you, if you don't mind me asking? What did they come to the table with?
You know, I'd have to go to Louis Lombardi. He's the guy who's talking to CIT and talking to Balboa Capital. I called you guys because I did get a letter, from you all, and I said, you know, I saw that you're rating on, doing a little review of you guys, Better Business Bureau, et cetera. Everything looked pretty positive, so I filled out an application. So,
yeah, absolutely.
We have, I don't know the exact. To be honest with you, I just don't know the exact numbers.
Yeah, that's not an issue. I just something I wanted to inquire about there. Based on what you're telling
we'd
me,
we'd be happy. I'd be happy to give it to you through Louis. I know you're going to be talking with Louis Lombardi. I'm the president of the company.
Right.
Louis is a partner of mine, and he's the guy who's going to be saying, okay, we need these computers and these specific. So he's got the specific hardware now. He's got the specific, software. He's got the specifications on that screen and the 3D printer, and I think there was also a very much less expensive, but a smaller display screen that we were looking at. I think it's only $1,200 or something.
Okay.
If that fit into that $50,000, I'm the guy saying I don't want to go. I don't want to go more than 50 grand. I won't want to, I want something, you know. Frankly, I was looking, I don't know what exactly the monthlies would be, but maybe it's more, you know, I wanted to do something in between like 1,200 and 1,500 bucks a month, you know, 36 months the most. So, I mean, I really haven't done a lot of calcs on this thing, but I can't imagine. This is that's a hip shot. I'm sorry, but you know, I haven't really done the calculations on this, but that that would be, you know, fine for us. We,
absolutely. Yeah. So, a couple more questions. Any current loans out with the business right now?
Yeah, Gilmore Group has got a $100,000 loan that we have outstanding.
Okay, is that is that a working capital loan, an SBA loan?
Yeah, it's a working capital loan.
Okay, got you. Alrighty. And then my other question is, as far as bringing this equipment on, do you guys have a vendor picked out, or does your Lucas is the IT guy, right? Who's kind of
Lewis is more than an IT guy. He's a partner. But he's the guy who has all the specifications that you guys want. I think it was his idea that, what we've done in the past, we've been in business for a while, and what we've done in the past is, you know, we give, you know, you guys buy the equipment, and we end up, after we pay it off, we buy it for a buck and own it.
Right, yeah, we do have that, along those lines. That program, absolutely.
Yeah. I think that's what he has done, but I leave that up to him as far as what he wants to do. But if you know, you need that specificity of the components, I'm gonna have him call you.
Yeah, it shouldn't be an issue for now. I mean, we can just say 50,000 ballpark, and then maybe. Yeah. My question would be: is this all coming from one vendor that you're purchasing this from? Is it coming from various?
No. Various vendors. Yeah, okay. Various vendors on the software. Lewis builds a lot of his own equipment. Sometimes he'll build a computer, so I'm going to be careful not to answer his questions. But he does have, he knows what you guys need as far as, you know, specificity and who the vendors are and what the, you know, right down to the spec numbers and how much it's going to cost, et cetera, et cetera. So he's got all that put together.
Okay, great. Yeah, you know, I think I have all the information we probably need to proceed here. What I'd like to do is send you off an application here. Basically, I'm going to send you off the application. It's already been like populated with the information you filled out, just so we can get a wet signature from you. And then we'll look at some bank statements, and then potentially the first page from your tax return there with the gross annual sales. We might need to take a look at that too. So I will get that emailed off to you here. Let me just be accurate here. I have Arthur @GilmoreGroup.com. Is that the best email to reach you at?
Yeah, that's the best.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'll shoot you off that application. We just require a wet signature.
Can I interject and just ask you a question?
No problem.
You know, you asked me how quickly. We were ready to move on this pretty quickly, and Lewis wants to buy, I think he said, and this may not work or it may work, but I want to ask, if we went ahead and purchased, I don't know, something around, he said about $9,500, $10,000 worth of the software, the seats that he says he needs, because we've got projects ongoing, he wants to upgrade, and we have added on a couple people, and we want to make sure that they are using our computers with our software, with the seats that are necessary for the kind of work that we do. If we spent $9,000 like Monday before we get all the financials into you or get approval, but if you did approve us sometime in the next week or so or 2 weeks, could we then in turn if we already bought it? Could we slip that into the $50,000 or not?
Yeah, that should not be an issue.
Follow me.
Yeah, typically, we can typically do that if the equipment's less than 30 days old. So I don't see that being an issue. Right. You know, if you guys bring on that software early, we could still set it up on a monthly payment type program for you. But yeah, I will get this email sent out to you here shortly, and then what we're probably going to look at is for the equipment is just 3 months most recent bank statements, so probably February, March, April, just the first page. Pretty simple, and then we'll get that wet signature from you there. Did you want to have Greg as a co-signer on this purchase here?
He'd be happy to. He's my other partner. You know, I included him because the way that we're set up, you know, as I said, with two companies, and in fact, the more profitable company is the little company, you know, we are rebuilding in this television program, and we just got an article in Modern Builder. We're working on the Ariane. I don't know if you know about that supersonic jet. So things are kind of popping around here. You know, we want to do a bit of a push from building our Gilmore group back to be the more profitable group because it is the larger revenue stream. But you'll see that. I'll send you the financials.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or the taxes and then the bank statements. And you'll
yeah, absolutely.
What's up.
Yeah, definitely. I will get that out to you. I would assume, you know, if you return that information to me today or tomorrow, we'd have an answer for you. I'd say Monday or Tuesday at the very latest, depending on when you can get that over to me. But yeah, I think we pretty much covered everything here. I can't really think of anything else we need to go over. But yeah,
if you would be so kind to include in your email what exactly, you know, you said the first, you know, the last 3 months of bank statements, and then, you know, the tax return, whole big thick thing, but just, you know, you can see the revenue. And I can give you, you know, a couple years of that if you want, but tell me, just make sure that that's in the letter so
absolutely.
I get you all the right stuff right away.
Yeah, absolutely. I will pinpoint that, and I wouldn't expect us to need full financials for this file, at least at this point, you know, as far as, like, going dating several years back. So I'll get that email sent out. It'll, you know, absolutely I'll attach the application that we just need the wet signature on, and then what I'll do is I'll certainly, you know, pinpoint the other items we need, and then you'll have my direct line at the bottom there and my signature if you have any questions in the meantime.
Okay. And I just think we're doing the right thing. You guys, Balboa, I think we might have used Balboa like 10 years ago for some little purchaser. So we went back to them and we just didn't see anything good online as far as reviews. So
especially
we got a little skittish.
Especially as a returning customer, you know, they should have brought something, you know, good to the table, you know, especially if they work with you in the past.
Yeah.
So. But I'm gonna get this. I'll get this email sent out to you there, and I'll go to work on your file as soon as it comes in. Alrighty.
I'll be looking for it. Thanks.
Yeah,
so much.
Nice speaking with you, Arthur. We'll be in touch here shortly.
Good speaking with you too. Thanks.
You too. Take care.
Bye. Bye. Bye.